From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The 28th Summer Olympic Games get underway tomorrow in Athens, 2 days before the official opening ceremonies. The men's and women's soccer tournaments are the first events this year, and the match generating the most attention features the U.S. women against host country Greece. NPR's Tom Goldman reports from Athens.
Soccer starts early because of the length of the tournament. Kicking off several days before the opening ceremonies lets teams play all their games and get rest in between. But resting is the last thing on the minds of the U.S. women. Trying to reclaim their international supremacy, the team finished a practice this week with Captain Julie Foudy shouting, "Let's get this party started." Foudy is one of five core members of a team that won the first ever Women's World Cup in 1991. The team dominated women's soccer during the rest of the 1990s and inspired a generation of young American girls. For Foudy and teammates Mia Hamm and Joy Fawcett, these Olympics will be their last world championship event. Along with Brandi Chastain and Christine Lilly, the so-called Fab Five say they're determined to win the gold medal in Athens and avenge less than stellar performances for them in the last couple of years. The women finished second at the 2000 Olympics and lost in the semifinals of last year's World Cup. Ironically, the U.S. opens against Greece, a country that pays little attention to women's soccer. In fact, Greece is in the tournament only because it's the host country. There are eight American players of Greek descent on the team. Several of them described interactions with Greek citizens this week. One player says a Greek taxi driver wanted to arm wrestle her and feel her muscles. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.